WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Usually our rock critic Ken Tucker comments on albums that really strike him, but this week he decided to just open the latest issue of Billboard magazine and review the first three new entries on the pop album chart.
The idea behind this small stunt was to force myself to ponder records I might not otherwise have considered. I need you near me, need you to be there. I can't let go of you now. Nobody loves you like I can love you. I'll just keep holding on somehow. The three new albums on the Billboard chart this week are Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got, which is ranked at number 22, The Bangles' new album Everything, which enters at number 100, and Duran Duran's Big Thing at number 109. As it turns out, I couldn't have chosen three more different albums. In fact, I never would have chosen the Anita Baker for a review, and would probably have given the Duran Duran the most cursory of listens. I like to think that my taste is eclectic, but somewhere between a passion for rock and rhythm and blues, my tendency is for something rougher, or at least less mannered, than Anita Baker's polished pop crooning. Baker came to prominence in 1986 with the album Rapture. It was a collection of lush ballads that positioned her as the female version of R&B love men like Luther Vandross and Freddie Jackson. Her new album is even more lush, a collection of moony songs whose clearly enunciated lyrics are so utterly banal that the only thing to listen to is Baker's swooping, diving voice.
Ain't there something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me? Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy seas. Oh,
that's the album's title song, already a big, glossy, empty hit. For all her self-proclaimed affinities to jazz, Baker's phrasing is stiff and haughty, very unjazzy. She sings about passion but delivers it without warmth, freezing the music in a blast of cold irony. A certain ironic distance also characterizes the music of the Bangles. In this case, these four women toy with female rock and roll stereotypes, girl groups, sensitive singer-songwriters, and what used to be called chick singers. In contrast to an obvious performer like Anita Baker, the Bangles aspire to sneak their emotions into bright, clever, catchy songs. It used to be that such groups made one hit single and then faded into pop history, but the pervasive careerism of rock since the 70s has forced even so playful a group as the Bangles into an ambitiousness that has now taken them through three good albums. Still, their biggest hits have been novelties, a cover of the Paul Simon folk rock oldie Hazy Shade of Winter, and their own gimmicky Walk Like an Egyptian. What I like about the new album, Everything, is that it doesn't try to be everything, a please-all-the-people, career-sustaining sop. What it is, more or less, is an excellent ripoff of a 60s rock album, complete with groovy guitar sounds and trippy lyrics. The clearest example of this is a song called Glitter Years, a kind of musical autobiography of the band's early years in L.A. Bangles are an 80s band inspired by the 60s. Duran Duran is a 70s band that's just happened to survive 8 years into this decade. When this English group first came along, their mechanical rhythms and cute but sleazy image made them perfect for the hot medium of the moment, rock videos. But now, having sold millions of records and after a long silence theoretically spent honing their skills, Duran Duran is trying to sell itself as a collection of serious musicians, the one irrelevant arrogance they never could have been accused of until now. Drug, Duran Duran's feeble attempt to hop on the Just Say No bandwagon. The fact that this album could debut on the pop chart at number 109 suggests a certain core of devoted fans who will automatically buy anything Duran Duran puts out. But once they get an earful of this hapless bummer, the fans will probably head on to something younger and hotter.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Bangles from their new album, Everything. This is Fresh Air.